There are many languages in the spirit world. Many. There are many languages in creation. There are classes of language. And for the sake of your clarity and myself as a teacher, I'm going to try to break that down. Okay? There is a classification of language that the Bible refers to as the language of men. And I'll be dwelling on that today. The language of men, Paul refers to it in 1 Corinthians when he talks about the tongues of men. There's a classification above that referred to as the language of creation. In Psalms chapter 19 and verse 1, actually let's read 1 to verse 4. Psalms 19, he says, "The heavens, they declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork." Next verse. It says, "Day unto day uttereth speech, night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech, no language, where their voice is not heard." Verse 4. "Their line is gone out throughout all the earth, their words to the end of the world." So creation has a language. Men have a language. Creation has a language that it speaks. All right? Praise the living God. There is another classification above that. That is the language of spirits. Paul speaking in Corinthians says, "There are tongues of angels." And if there are tongues of angels, it is safe to presume there are tongues of demons. Because they are. There are languages of spirits in the spirit world. Languages. Then the classification above that is the languages in God. Not of God, in God. Because in God there are languages. Now, I'm going to make this practical to you as we go on. Because it's important you understand those levels of classification. Okay? If we're to look at the language of men, and I asked you, at what point was it initiated? A lot of people would go back to Genesis chapter 11. But I beg to differ and take you further back to the Garden of Eden. Because in order for two beings to be able to communicate, a language must be present. And so the Bible says in the Garden of Eden that God would come down and commune with Adam. And for there to be some sort of communion, there must have been a language that was present. Yes? And then the Bible goes on to say that Adam is told to name the animals. And for that to take place, there must be a language present. Then scripture goes on to say that he names Eve. Eve. Now, Eve is in Hebrew. But it's also possible that the writer of Genesis was given a revelation of what the name actually meant. So it doesn't mean that in the garden they were speaking Hebrew. Okay, praise the Lord. Eh? Praise the living God. Now people come up with all, so they say, you know, in the Garden of Eden they were speaking Hebrew. Eh? Okay? Then the Bible says that there was discourse between man and a snake. So there must have been some sort of language that was present. Now, it's possible that all four are distinct different languages, but it's most likely they are all one divine language in which Adam had the capacity to communicate with God, communicate with creation, and communicate with his fellow man. In this case, Eve. Eh? Praise the Lord. Eh? There was a divine language that was bestowed within the confines of the Garden of Eden by which Adam could communicate. Now, are we at the same wavelength? When Adam fell, death not only fell upon man, the Bible says that all creation was subject to futility. So death affected all of creation, but death also affected the communication of man. So the language that man had in the Garden of Eden deteriorated after the fall. How do we know that? Because man was no longer capable of communicating with creation. Okay? Praise the Lord. And we know that there was a gradual breakdown of communion with God, even though God shows up to Cain and asks him, "What have you? Where is your brother?" There's a gradual breakdown, because in Genesis 4:26, the Bible says, "And in those days, men began to call unto God." So if they were beginning to call unto God, there was a breakdown in communion somewhere.